Blog Talk Radio. late to turn back now. Push through, daring do. You're gonna make it out alive. This time you won't let the danger overcome you.
You know that every pony in this world still needs you. Daring do, don't back down or let evil defeat you.
Don't turn around when everything falls apart. Just don't back down, just keep running, just look ahead. You might be losing, but you're not dead. Hold fast and keep going,
never back down.
Around, danger everywhere, no one in sight, the smell of adventure in the air, when it seems like your world has turned around, no one can stop you, so never back down.
Obstacles are in front of and behind you, but this fear deep inside, you know it blinds you. Take a leap and we will catch you as you fall, you know it's your courage. You can overcome it all.
Don't turn around when everything falls apart. Just don't back down. Just keep running. Just look ahead. You might be losing, but you're not dead. Hold fast and keep going.
Never back down.
I wouldn't be where I sat and groaned and moaned about the times that I felt alone. I grew a backbone and I told myself and made a promise to never ever give up. I'm a stroller, don't need a clover for luck. High roller, game bottles do the buck. If you stand up, life only just gets silver. Never give up and your cup runneth over. Not a month I stumbled when I toss my crown. Continue moving up, never falling back down. And around the time I should say to you that you should follow the lifestyle of daring do. I used to be just depressed and mess, expressed to impress like a dead god trap. Bang bang, I just wrapped a couple of audibles. Trust me when I say nothing is impossible.
Wait, where'd the beat go?
Stop, don't turn around when everything falls apart. Just don't back down, just keep running. Just look ahead. You might be losing, but you're not dead. Hold fast and keep going.
Never back down.
Life can seem like it's a little bit rough, but the tough ponies never ever give up. I said life can seem like it's a little bit rough, but the tough ponies never ever give up. Life can seem like it's a little bit rough, but the tough ponies never ever give up. Life can seem like it's a little bit rough, but the tough ponies never ever give up.
kindness won't betray me. I feel your heart and soul. Your kindness still can save me. I choose to not let go. Stretching out to somehow reach me. I know this can't be wrong. I'm ready, won't you teach me your song? And helps me find my own. I can't tell you how you've helped me and how much I have grown. Even though you're far away, inspiration comes from you. Just shine a little brighter every day. If you only knew, I will never get upset. Stretching out to somehow reach me. I know this can't be wrong. I'm ready, won't you teach me your song, your me. I feel your heart and soul. Your kindness still can save me in a way you'll never know. Your kindness won't betray me. I feel your heart and soul. Your kindness still can save me. I choose to not let go. Stretching out to somehow reach me. I know this can't be wrong. I'm ready, won't you teach me the way to get along? Even when the cold wind's blowing and I want to just give in, it warms my heart just knowing I'll hear your voice again. So won't you sing it loud and won't you sing it low? I promise to remember your song.
Acoustic Mandabroni with Kindness. Before that was The Aviators with Never Back Down featuring D-Notive and Yelling at Cats. And before that, Stein Crescendo with Crystal Ponies, the Flater remix. Reaching all corners of Equestria at over 5,000 watts of friendship, touching everywhere from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire, you're tuned in to Canterlot Radio. And it's the good old MC Mic Check. And this is Wednesday, March 27th, 2013. Hope you're all having a great week so far. I welcome you back to Episode 2, or as Don LaFonte would say, Episode 2. 2 is French for 2. Well, anyway, before we kick off the show, we got to kick it over to some sponsors, of course. Our main sponsor, of course, Derpy Hooves News, up-to-date MLP news, convention info, and fan-submitted content. It's the Muffin of My Little Pony News. And who doesn't love a muffin? We also got to kick it over to Cutie Mark Con, Cincinnati, Ohio's first ever My Little Pony convention, May 31st through June 2nd at the Crown North Cincinnati Plaza just outside of Cocoa Keys. You can visit cutiemarkcon.com for more information. And they have guests including Andrea Libman, Brenda Critchlow, Kelly Metzger, Kim Lynn Tron, Matt Hill, Marika Hendricks, Peter New, Rena Chan, Sam Vincent, and Vincent Tong. among the many different names of guests coming to QEMarkCon, including yours truly. More about that later on in the program, of course. And our newest sponsor, Mimoco, creators of designer USB flash drives and the My Little Pony flash drives. They come in Twilight Sparkle, Rainbow Dash, and a limited edition 500 set of Rarity. Head over to Mimoco.com for more information. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on in the program. So I hope the week has been going good for all you bronies out there. It's been kind of a crazy week. I know last week was our first official day of spring, but here on my side of Canterlot, it's been kind of cold and snowy and rainy, and we're barely breaking the 30s as it is, and we want to know what's going on. Are those Pegasus up there just, you know, goofing around back here? Look, I know they've got the entire land of Equestria to cover, but they're missing key chunks. And it's just, it's so cold and freezing over here. Well, we've got some big news coming down the pipe, of course, aside from the announcements that we're going to be media guests at QEMarkCon come May. We've also officially invaded iTunes. That's right, I said it correct. We are on iTunes now, and we'll have a link to our iTunes page on our homepage, CanterlotRadio.com. And of course, we encourage you guys to subscribe to us, rate us. If you like us, great. If you don't like us, that's okay. Still rate us. Gets us noticed. Gets us improving the show so what you guys want, we can do. Remember, we can't change what you don't like if we don't know what you don't like. We are also working currently to get on Stitcher Radio, the internet radio podcast channel, of course, on many mobile devices. So we like to invade some Stitcher as well with some ponies. But I got to say, you know, I'm really excited. We got some really big news coming up in the new stable, including the announcement of Season 2 finally coming to DVD. We've also got ponies coming to Build-A-Bear Workshop. Does that contradict, though, because they're ponies and not bears? I don't know. We're going to have to figure that out in the news stable. And we've also got a very touching poem about Princess Luna's exile to the moon. It's sure to tug at some heartstrings. I guarantee it. But anyway, this week's Brony Question of the Week. Now, for those who don't know, we post a question each Wednesday on our website, CanterlotRadio.com. And we ask the Brony population a various survey of questions. Last week's question was, of course, who is your favorite pony? And it was actually a two-way tie between Applejack and Rainbow Dash. Ironically, voiced by the same voice actress. Yeah, bet you didn't know that. Well, maybe you did. I don't know. Well, anyway, this week's question of the week. If you could be any kind of pony, what would you be? Now, remember, there are four main categories of pony in the world of Equestria. You've got your Earth ponies. You've got your Pegasus, you've got the Unicorns, and you have the Alicorns, which is a combination of Pegasus and Unicorn. So we are opening the phone line right now, the Brony line, and we want to know, if you could be any kind of pony, what would it be? Give us a call at area code 347-884-9149, and we'll put you on the air to talk about what kind of pony you would be. Now, that's really tough because there are so many great ponies in Ponyville. You know, you got Pinkie Pie and Applejack, who are very energetic earth ponies. Then you got Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash, who are just the creme de la creme of Pegasus because they just use their ability so well, especially Rainbow Dash. I saw her going around Sweet Apple Acres in 10 seconds flat. She loves to fly. Not going to lie to you about that one, kids. And then you've got the magical ponies, the unicorns, like Twilight Sparkle and Rarity, who use their magic in completely different ways, but have mastered their own crafts. Rarity, of course, using it for fashion. Twilight Sparkle to advance the studies of magic, as we all saw in the Season 3 finale, which was a really good season finale. Well, I guess you can't call her a unicorn anymore, an alicorn now, because she has wings and a horn. That was a really... I was not expecting her to... Well, I was expecting her to become an alicorn, but... You know, that just opens the floodgates to so many possibilities for the next season. And I can't wait to see what's going on. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into some more Brony-created music. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's just a YouTube video around going around. It's a song about photo finish. You know, the fashion pony extraordinaire, you know, who has to make thematics. And there's a song she wrote called Picture Perfect Pony. And we've got, I believe, the original version by Mando Pony. So let's check it out in the second block of music here on Carolot Radio. Picture Perfect Pony. Try saying that three times fast. Well, let's try it after the break. You're listening to Canterlot Radio here on Blog Talk Radio.
Pony, pony, pony. have begun. We must run fast, jump over the mud. Having a good time, where's Applejack? She fell in the mud. Are you okay? We can still win this, jump in a bucket. That looked like it hurt. I know what pain is. It's great to be alive, but when I'm feeling weak and when I'm feeling down, she is there to lift me up over the side. Yes, I love my sister Applejack. Bum, bum, bum.
Far we can slide.
just fire away. I'll shrug it off and live to laugh another day. My hatred and wisdom are 1,000 years old. But many a trend don't need that by the cold. Your princess couldn't save you, now you have no home. You're hanging yourself, just providing the rope. Don't hate me cause I'm funny, don't hate me cause I'm
Mike the Microphone with Pinky's Brew Russian Gypsy Jazz Cover. Before that was Hate Seed with Never Ending Strife and Toast Waffle with Sweetie's Big Race. This is Canterlot Radio, and of course, as always, I am Mike Check. And if you missed any of the songs that we have played in today's show, don't fret, because in our iTunes version of the program, you can listen to 30-second samples of these songs and check out information and download information on the show notes for each episode. So don't fret, because eventually by the end of the week, we will have the episode available on iTunes, and we will also post our show notes at CanterlotRadio.com. Well, folks, it's now time that we take a look at the news of the My Little Pony world, and let's open up a brand new edition of the News Stable. Which is now a part of Equestria, it's the News Stable. It's my stable. See, I told you I would have a sound this week. I told you, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Well, anyway, this is the News Stable for March 27, 2013. The second installment of Shout Factory's My Little Pony Season 2 DVD is hitting stores on the 14th of May, and Shout Factory sent over a bit of information on it for all of you to dig through. Some of the big highlights so far in the Season 2 DVD set include all 26 episodes, though there is no information about the last roundup remaining derpied. By the way, that means they recall her derpy. She says, I just don't know what went wrong. Because in the last roundup, there's some controversy because of Derpy's voice. We got to watch a live stage reading of an episode. It's pretty cool, you know? Watching them do it outside of the cartoon. A recording of the San Diego Comic-Con Pony Panel. From last year at the San Diego Comic Con, My Little Pony was a guest there, and most of the voice actors were there in attendance to do a panel on the My Little Pony fandom, and I hear it was a pretty big one. And of course, sing-alongs. So who wouldn't want to sing along some of their favorite songs? Because Season 2 had some really crackerjack songs. You've got Smile, the Flam Flam Brothers, This Day Aria. You've got so many great songs, and I think that those are going to be some of the highlighted songs that you can sing along to. As we said, it hits stores May 14th, and you can go to CanterlotRadio.com and click on the My Little Pony Season 2 DVD and get information about how you can pre-order on Amazon.com. So if you're looking for a pre-order for Season 2 of My Little Pony, head on over and you can check it out. And stay tuned to Canterlot Radio, because next month we are going to give you the chance to win a pre-order copy of Season 2 of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Moving right along, a fan of Build-A-Bear's Facebook page said that the company would make a lot of money by selling My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic dolls and plushies, and the page responded that they will be coming out this spring. Build-A-Bear did do a survey asking parents if their children would be interested in Friendship is Magic Bears, listing the main six, Spike and Celestia, as possible toys. Build-A-Bear is a specialty shop usually found in malls where a customer can pick out a stuffed animal based on a teddy bear, licensed character, or endangered animal, and then goes through multiple steps to stuff them and make them into their own unique creation. There is no word yet on which characters will be sold, nor if there will be MLP-themed accessories for the bears or MLP voice boxes. Now, we did hear an update that two characters would be available, Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash, but nothing on whether or not there would be any accessories or voice boxes. I think that'd be pretty cool to have a voice box, because essentially you could have Ashley Bell or Andrea Lippman say something, and then put that little box into your Pinkie Pie plushie. Or Rainbow Dash plushie, whichever one it is. But I think that would be a really big selling thing for the Bronies, because, I mean, obviously, Build-A-Bear is interested in the My Little Pony universe. Now, the question is, would it be targeting the right audience? I mean, Build-A-Bear is usually for little kids. But, you have, in the Brony community, you have people ranging all the way into their 40s and 50s. And I'm not knocking it, I'm not criticizing it, but is that the target audience for Build-A-Bear? Maybe not. I'm not sure. All I know is that Build-A-Bear is going to hop on the My Little Pony bandwagon and make some awesome plushes. Currently, all we know are Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash. Who knows? They may come out with Twilight Sparkle next. I mean, you've got an Earth Pony and a Pegasus. Why not a unicorn? Though I think I would get a Spike one, because Spike is just awesome. And I'm not just saying that because I got to interview Kathy Westlake. Or maybe I am. I don't know. Over on their Facebook page, Ultra Pro Collectibles announced that they'll be releasing collectible card accessories in collaboration with Interplay's My Little Pony trading card set. Ultra Pro sells, among other things, card sleeves. You've probably seen them in the card section selling card packet sleeves under the name Ultra Pro. They also sell photo albums and cases for baseballs and sports memorabilia. How they'll be making Friendship is Magic branded merchandise has yet to be seen. So for those of you who don't know, or those of you who do play card games like Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, or Yu-Gi-Oh!, Ultra Pro makes accessories for those, like collector binders, trading card sleeves. You know, they do custom stuff, and it's pretty cool because you've got such these cool accessories. They've got cool art on the back of them, and they make your cards look so awesome. You know, I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh! When I was younger, and, you know, you needed card sleeves because you also wanted to protect the cards. I mean, you've got some pretty rare cards there, and you don't want to get them all damaged and creased up, so you would normally buy some card sleeves. But, of course, you can't buy the little plastic see-through ones because those just look dorky. Now, if you had some awesome one with, like, a dragon on the back or a girl with a sword in her hand, made them look a little more tougher. Made you look like it made you look like a real tough customer. So how they're going to do this with My Little Pony, I don't know. Now, what I'd like to see are maybe some cutie mark sleeves. So you could have a sleeve with Rainbow Dash's cutie mark or Pinkie Pie's or Twilight Sparkles. Or a cool concept would be maybe some artwork of some of the ponies on the back of the sleeves, like have one of those mirrored images of Princess Celestia and Princess Luna, you know, where they're looking opposite ways, but it kind of looks like a cool mirror thing. Again, just my personal opinion, and you can take it for whatever you want, but I think it would be pretty cool. So, moving along, it would appear that a manga of My Little Pony will be hitting Japan very soon. Anime News Network reports that the Japanese dub of Friendship is Magic, Tomodachi wa Maho, will also have a companion manga whose artist will be revealed later this spring, according to a Bushiroad representative. And this manga will appear in the Puchigumi magazine. A flyer passed out at the Tokyo International Anime Fair on Thursday revealed that the My Little Pony, Tomodachi wa Maho, which is My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic in Japanese, television series, has a manga in the works in Shokugan's children's magazine, Puchigumi. Puchigumi has been the home for manga from the Tamagotchi, Barbie, Stitch, Pretty Rhythm, Kyrene Revolution, and Jewel Pet franchises. And the Japanese dub will premiere next Tuesday, April 2nd, on TV Tokyo and Associates at 7:30 a.m. Japan time, or April 1st at 6:30 p.m. Eastern District time. So not only has My Little Pony become a Japanese sensation, as we pronounce Tomodachi wa Maho, which is Friendship is Magic in Japanese, but it's also going to have a manga in a very popular children's magazine. It's like the Shonen Jump of American comics. You know how we have, you know, Shonen Jump for, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh!, Rurouni Kenshin, Yu Hakusho, Dragon Ball Z, how we have that here in the United States. They have a Japanese version of some of the American comics, like Barbie, Stitch, and now My Little Pony. It's really weird because I would never expect Stitch, and I'm assuming that's Lilo and Stitch. I would never expect them to have a comic in a Japanese magazine, but from what I've heard, Stitch is really popular in Japan. Probably ties into the whole that it probably ties into that monster destructive, you know, Gojira you know, that kind of thing. But I think that, you know, this will be a really big stepping stone for the My Little Pony franchise, because Japan, you know, they are just a juggernaut in Japanese animation. And, you know, maybe we'll see some of the ponies in an anime format. Probably not, but hey, a brony can dream, can he? Well, folks, looks like that's going to do it for this week for the news table. Covering all the news, the first gram from the Beat Up Lakers to the Slump Fire. This has been the news table. See you next week for more news. Thanks, mysterious narrator. It is now time to kick off our third block of My Little Pony music. It was so nice, we did it thrice. Three. Ooh, this is going to be a real good one. Kid Ashcorp, 20% cooler, here on Canterlot Radio.
We can't. Taking
I Swear with Flutter Wonder. Before that was Thomas H. with The Harvest of Dreams featuring Mike the Microphone and Chi Chi. P1K Scrambles and ISMBO Flipsity with Not Letting Go. And Ken Ash Corp with 20% Cooler. Coming to the top of the hour here on Canterlot Radio, a reminder to all our listeners, there is still time to enter the Welcome to Canterlot Radio contest. We are giving away a My Little Pony trading card game tin from Interplay. And you have about 8 hours left to enter and win this wonderful prize. All you have to do is head over to our Facebook page at Canterlot Radio and like us and post on our wall who your favorite pony is. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Canterlot Radio and tweet us your favorite pony with the hashtag Canterlot Radio. And it is now time for a new installment of the Bronetry Corner. For those who don't know, the Bronetry Corner is where we read a piece of fan-written poetry. And this week, we've chosen a ballad about Princess Luna in a poem written by the Poetic Pony, a Luna poem. Betrayed, forgotten, abandoned, lost, trapped forever in the cold, cold frost. No friends to mention, no fun to be had. Trapped forever, feeling guilty and sad. She looks up to the stars and dreams of any hope. Trapped forever with no way to cope. Building anger, emotion and rage. Trapped forever, an animal in a cage. Her time is coming and she wants her payback. Trapped no longer, so it's time to attack. Until Twilight and Co. unleash the spark, free forever from the world of dark. If only Luna understood, Celestia had to do it for the greater good. And that was The Poetic Ponies, a Luna poem. And that'll do it for this installment of the Bronetry Corner. Quite a very dark poem, but of course the tale of Princess Luna is a very dark one itself, being trapped in the moon for so long, and then to come out wanting revenge. It would take Twilight and her friends to find the elements of harmony to free her of her anger and her vengeance. She's adjusting back to normal life. It's kind of tough being trapped for 1,000 years, missing out on all the advances in modern pony society, including catching several very bad Pauly Shore movies. Okay, that one was for me. I'm sorry. That was bad. But anyway, before we get into our next radio block, I have a big announcement to make, and this actually ties into one of our sponsors, Mimico. For those who don't know, Mimico is the producer of custom USB flash drives, and they have just released a set of My Little Pony flash drives. And it's really cool. They've got three versions. They've got a Rainbow Dash, which makes putting your files on a flash drive in 10 seconds flat 20% cooler. You've got Twilight Sparkle, who makes putting stuff on your flash drive magical. And then you've got a limited edition, and I know this is limited because there are only 500 in existence, a limited flash drive of Rarity. So if you overfill her, she'll start whining and go, "This is whining. The file's too big.
Oh, there's so many. Why do I gotta hold it? And we're like, stop it. We don't want to hear any of your whining. But I thought you wanted whining. Okay, I can't do as good as Rarity. Sue me. Well, anyway, we've teamed up with Mimico, and I'm excited about this. We've teamed up, and I'm so excited that we actually are going to be reviewing some of the flash drives in a new segment we call Pony Toys, where we look at some of the coolest, swag, merchandise, toys that come out of the My Little Pony genre. And what makes it special is after we're done reviewing them, we're going to give a couple away on the show. After we're done with them, we're going to give a couple away of them on the program. That's right. It is the Canterlot Radio My Little Pony Flash Drives Are Magic giveaway. Does that sound right? It's either going to be that or 10 seconds flash. I think Flash Drives Are Magic is a lot better. Well, anyway, for more information about this, be sure to stay tuned to our website, canterlotradio.com. Later on this week, we're going to announce the review, and we're going to actually give away two My Little Pony flash drives, one of Twilight Sparkle and one of Rainbow Dash. Can't give one away of Rarity because Rarity, but I don't want to be given away. I want to go somewhere where I'll be used for good. It's really addictive, just doing the whining. I like that. But, big thanks to Mimico for, teaming up with us to bring you guys some of the coolest stuff in the My Little Pony universe. So you are not going to want to miss out on the My Little Pony Flash Drives Are Magic giveaway. Of course, that'll take place later on next week after we review them. But I'm sure they're going to be awesome flash drives. I mean, first off, you have flash drives, which, everyone needs. And then they're My Little Pony flash drives. So you can not only show your love for the fandom, but you can carry all your important stuff with you. But then again, let's see how it goes. They might be good. They might be bad. We don't know. We got to get our hands on them first. But whatever the outcome is, we're going to give two of them away on the show, and you've got a chance to win one of them. So stay tuned, because you are not going to want to miss any of the cool MLP swag. Okay, moving right along into our fourth block of My Little Pony music. Oh, and we've got some great music coming up. Carbo with Another Life here on Canterlot Radio.
3 months of winter coolness and awesome holidays. We kept our hoosies warm at home, time off from work to play.
But the food we've stored is running out, and we can't go in this cold.
And even though I love my food, this fashion's getting old.
The time has come to welcome spring, and all things warm and green. But it's also time to say goodbye. It's winter, we must stay. How can I help but do you
I'm
Featuring No Whacking and Bree Faith with the Pony Rock Anthem, Celta Kitris with At the Winter Gala mashup remix, Carbo with Another Life. You're listening to Carolot Radio here on Blog Talk Radio, and if you missed any of the awesome music that we played on this week's show, don't fret, because later tonight we will have the show notes for this week's awesome podcast available on our site. Let me try one more time. If you missed any of the awesome music that you heard on this week's show, don't fret, because later tonight on CantaloupeRadio.com, you can check out the show notes for today's wonderful episode. And we have been rocking some awesome beats from some incredible artists. Of course, in the show notes, you can also find links to downloading the songs. Now remember, some of them do require a purchase. But hey, it's worth supporting such wonderful Baroni artists like Shady Vox, Pinkie Pie Swear, Ken Ash Corp, Mike the Microphone Zero, and Mando Pony. Music geniuses for the My Little Pony universe, my friends. Just incredible. I want to remind you guys to go ahead and like us on Facebook at Canterlot Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Canterlot Radio. And heck, subscribe to our new iTunes feed available on CanterlotRadio.com. And as part of the All Taste Explosion Radio Network, follow us on Blog Talk Radio so we can get noted and recognized by other bronies in the Blog Talk Radio community. A quick reminder of a few events going on in the world of Canterlot Radio. Next week, we're going to have our first ever review of some My Little Pony toys called Pony Toys. Well, the segment is called Pony Toys. But we're going to have our first review of some My Little Pony merchandise, so you're not going to want to miss that. We're also going to be getting ready for ANG Ohio. That's right, Animation and Gaming Ohio. Now, while we're not there in the sense for My Little Pony or for the convention for Cutie Mark Con, we are hosting a panel called My Little Brony, a My Little Pony Friendship is Magic panel. And we are hopefully going to be able to give away a couple passes to Cutie Mark Con at ANG Ohio. So stay tuned to the site for more information as it develops. And we're also looking to get some Brony community guests on the show. If there's someone you want to see on the program that we talk to us, all you got to do is send us an email. All you got to do is send us an email at cancerlotradio@gmail.com, and we'll try our best to get them on there. And after our next block, we're going to read our letter to Celestia to take us out of the show this week. And if you have a letter that you want read on the air, head over to cancerlotradio@gmail.com and mail us your letter, and we'll try our best to read it to the princess. But I want to thank you guys for making last week's show an incredible success. We are close to 1,000 listens on Blog Talk Radio, and that is amazing because the bronies are coming in force to Blog Talk Radio. They're saying, hey, Blog Talk Radio, you get some pony stuff on there pronto. Got it? They're like, okay. So I want to thank you guys for making our debut last week a really big success. Remember, we're nothing without you guys. We wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for you. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and a big bro hoof through the computer. Ow. Put my hand a little bit on the screen. It's hot. But anyway, let's go ahead and knock off our last block of music, and you're going to like this. Coming up now, Finning the Hush Now, Quiet Now song, Up All Night Remix. And when we come back, we're going to read our letter to Princess Celestia and take you guys out for the week. You're listening to Canterlot Radio on Blog Talk Radio.
Beep, 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 beep Working on her next big great song, as long as
And that was Nick the Punk Rock Pony with Luna's Eclipse, a song for Luna and Celestia. Before that was The Living Tombstone with Like a Spinning Record, Fawning with Hush Now, Quiet Now, Up All Night. Well, folks, it's about time that we bring this show to a close. But before, I want to thank everyone who in the chat room chatting it up. Everyone seemed to have jumped ship, but I want to thank Cabinsis for sticking around for the whole 2 hours and enjoying this wonderful program. So, Cabinsis, a bravo to you. Well, folks, before we go, it's become tradition. It is now time for our letter to Celestia. And we have combed through our entire mail sack of over 200 letters to find you the one that you are going to hear today. And this comes from a little pony named Oceanity. Dear Princess Celestia, today I learned something important about friendship. When one of my best friends began seeing a new filly, it felt like he was always too busy with her to do anything with me, getting to the point where I almost felt like we were no longer truly friends. I realized, though, that the reason he was spending so much time with her was because she had to leave soon to where they would no longer be able to see each other for months on end. Because of this, I've learned that I should never assume my best friend will forget his old friends just because he has a new filly friend. I've also learned to accept that my friends are meeting new ponies every day, and feeling jealous of their new friends is just silly. After all, I could end up becoming friends with those new ponies as well. Your faithful student, Oceanity. And that is a really, really good letter. Because, face it, our friends are always making friends, and feeling left out can be a really, really hurtful feeling. But it's important to know that each story has two sides to it, and that you should never take something at face value. And who knows, you may make friends with that friend and have a new friend to friend with. And that's the best kind of friend there is. Well, thank you, Oceani, for that wonderful letter. And unfortunately, guys, it is now time for us to bid you farewell. But you know what? Just because the show's over doesn't mean the party stops. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Canterlot Radio in order to keep up with everything going on in the world of Mic Check. You can also follow us on Twitter at Canterlot Radio and tweet about some of the cool things going on in the My Little Pony world. Head over to CanterlotRadio.com to get the latest news on My Little Pony releases. Take part in our weekly pony poll and enter our weekly contest to win some cool pony merchandise. And as always, subscribe to us on iTunes, rate us, comment on us, tell people we exist. The more people that listen to us, the more we can draw in all kinds of cool features to the program. Review us positively, review us negatively. Any review will help us make the show a whole lot better. So until we see you guys next time, this is DJ Mycheck signing off for Canterlot Radio and reminding you guys that friendship is magic. Thank you.